Welcome to Candid Conversations with Connie. Today's special guest is Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings.
Eugene, we're anxious to talk about your new organization that has an office right here at Wits End. First, tell us the organization's name, please.
Please.
That's what I said. I'm trying to be polite.
The name of the organization is PLEASE, P-L-E-A-S-E. It stands for Philanthropic Loving Enterprises of Altruistic Services for Everyone. We're funded by the Armitage Shanks Foundation, and our motto is, just say please, and we are at your service.
Well, what does PLEASE do exactly?
Oh, please call it please.
Please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think I've ever had a more polite conversation in my life. Tell me, what does please do?
Well, we are here to assist people with their various problems and predicaments. Simply put, any area where there might be need for our assistance, we shall assist and help.
And assist.
Precisely.
So please will help me fix my car.
We'll do it.
That's great. And please will help me close the shop tonight so that I can get out of here and catch a movie with a friend.
Well, please doesn't do everything.
But you just said artistic services for everyone.
Altruistic services, yes. But we try to focus on people in need.
Oh, so you want to help people who are elderly or disabled.
Well, no.
Well, what do you have against them?
Oh, nothing. I mean, we want to help the elderly and disabled, of course. But we don't want to limit ourselves exclusively to that clientele. We want to help everyone.
Just not me, is that it?
Well, do you consider yourself in need?
Tonight, actually, yes. I need to get out of here early.
Then I suppose I could be here to help.
Thanks.
Though I'm not certain that that kind of work is the best direction for our organization.
Well, what is? Lawn chores? Patwalking? World peace?
Of course. Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
And anyone?
And anyone.
So, there you have it. Please is here for you.
Indeed.
I'll see you at 9.
Yes.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another adventure in Odyssey.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers went forth on this continent, a new nation conceived in the proposition that all men are dedicated.
Ugh! I can't get that note!
And I can't concentrate with you playing it. Why can't you do that in your room?
Okay, fine. But you have to take the piano upstairs.
Elaine, is dinner almost ready?
Four score and 7 years ago.
It's been a while since we had family devotions. I'd like to do them tonight after dinner.
Oh, good. Could you put these on the table, please?
Sure.
Now, remember, I'm dropping Tamika off at her piano lessons, then going to my PTA meeting, and I'll meet you at Marvin's game after your elder meeting.
Got it. Time to eat, kids!
But I need to practice!
You can practice afterwards.
Why couldn't Abraham Lincoln just say, a while ago, Grandpa came to the U.S.? What's the point of the four score?
Let's pray. Dear Father, we love you. Please bless this food and keep us always aware of your presence and how we can please you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I'll get it.
Amen. Kids, I don't want to rush you, but we're having family devotions when we're done eating.
I'll get that. Excuse me.
Marvin, Trent is at the door. He said he's here to go to play practice.
I forgot! We're working on a play for church.
But what about your basketball game?
I'll go afterward. I can walk from church. See ya.
You haven't eaten.
Can you bring a drumstick to the game?
I suppose. Bye.
And some stuffing.
Okay.
Mrs. Humphrey wants to know if we could meet for piano lessons a half hour early. She's to pick up her niece from the airport.
That's in a couple of minutes.
Her niece just lost her house in a tornado.
Go get your coat.
Mrs. Humphrey, we'll be there.
What about family devotions?
I don't think it's going to happen tonight, baby. Bye, Ed. I'll see you at the game.
All right.
Bye, Dad.
Let's all turn in our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. It's right after Ephesians. You know, I think I'll just take prayer requests. Chicken, you have any? I got that, green beans.
Can I come in?
Sure, Connie.
Look at all these, Eugene.
Oh, what are they?
Messages from people who want to use the services of Please.
Oh.
I should be getting paid to be your secretary.
Oh, well, I don't even get paid.
Mr. Cummings said that he needs someone to hold his hogs tomorrow.
Huh? He wants me to cuddle swine?
No, hold them during their baths.
Ah.
But you better call Mrs. Randolph first.
Huh?
She needs a ride to the pharmacy tomorrow to get her bunion medication.
Oh, certainly.
And Mr. Feldstein would like you to help move some stuff into his new studio.
Uh-huh.
Harlow Doyle said someone told him he lost his mind and he wants you to help him find it. And
what?
Doris Rathbone wants a pedicure.
Ooh.
Ooh, again? Here, Eugene, you can read the rest yourself.
Huh?
Wits end.
That sounds like Please is in demand.
Yes, I'm quite pleased, so to speak.
All right, let me ask.
Well, good for you.
Hey, Eugene, are you any good with meat slicers?
Two pancakes enough, Marvin?
Yeah.
What better way to start the day than with family devotions?
Yeah.
But you have to get up really early, Dad.
And I appreciate that you all got up, too.
You act like we had a choice.
I brought up the whiteboard so we could talk about how we can love God through loving other people. Let's start reading it. Marvin?
I think he's asleep.
Can you pick up his face, Tamika? He's getting syrup in his hair.
Oh, Eugene!
Mrs. Thatcher! Greetings. I'm almost done with your lawn.
This isn't my lawn. Hmm? I live in an apartment.
Oh.
I wanted you to paint my kitchen.
But I did paint a kitchen today.
Yes, Mrs. Grant's, which doesn't make her too happy. She hates orange.
Oh.
Mom, Dad, we won our game.
Good job. Now get your Bible, it's time for family devotions. I've been working on an interactive skit of the story of Isaac and Abraham.
Oh, that's why you're wearing Mom's bathrobe.
And hurry, we all need to get to bed on time tonight.
Oh, bring a rope from the garage, too.
Why?
I'm gonna tie you to the altar.
What?
Tamika, we're starting devotions. Tamika, where is that girl? Wait a minute.
So, Tamika, your parents just left you here?
They forgot they were supposed to pick me up. They called. They'll be here any time. Sorry you have to stay late.
Oh, no worries. I understand completely. As often as I forget where I leave my keys, if I were a father, I'd have to equip my children with homing devices.
We've been pretty busy lately.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are involved in a lot of stuff. Mm. It gets crazy sometimes.
Well, perhaps you should coordinate an all-family scheduling system.
That might be a good idea.
Hmm.
Hey, you could do that with Please.
Oh, yes, I suppose I could. Would be preferable to Mrs. Rathbone's pedicure.
Tamika, oh, sweetie, there you are.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
I think it's kind of funny.
Are you okay?
Yeah, and guess what? Eugene agreed to make up a family schedule.
Indeed.
Oh, that's okay. We've got it all under control.
Dad, no offense, but you misplaced your own daughter. You're wearing Mom's bathrobe, and Marvin's tied up. If ever a family needed help, we do.
Marvin, I asked you to leave the rope in the car.
I got tangled up.
Perhaps I'd better see you tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, all right?
Yeah.
Now, Tamika, if you would please dim the lights, I'll show each family member's individual activities. I apologize for the rudimentary overhead transparencies, but I didn't have time to put together a PowerPoint presentation.
Why do people always draw me with a big head, Marvin?
Shh. Now, as you can see here, I've compiled everyone's schedule into something I call my Process Engineering Dynamic Flowchart.
Uh-huh.
Please refer to page 27 of your workbooks. Between the time bar graphs and the organizational box, you'll find a fascinating correlation which I intend...
Eugene?
Mr. Washington?
Can you give us a bottom line of some sort?
Yes. Huh? Can you tell us anything about how we can fit in devotions with our current schedules?
Oh, well, certainly. Yes, very well. My conclusion? You can't.
What?
Not at all?
not unless you can be in two places at once, or extend your days to 32 hours, or not sleep, all of which either violate either principal laws of physics or the warnings of the Surgeon General.
Of course.
It is virtually impossible, with your current slate of activities, to fit in anything else, barring the elimination of other activities.
I can't give anything up. I like everything I do.
But family devotions are a priority. Spending time with God as a family is more important than the other things we do.
That's
right. Then the only conclusion would be to reevaluate your other extracurricular projects and eliminate a select few.
Then that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Not dance class, though, right?
And not my dinosaur club.
We'll see. We'll pray about it. Spending time with God is the most important thing.
Amen.
And if we have to sacrifice other things to do it, then that's what we'll do.
That's right.
I believe you'll find that busyness curses more than it fulfills.
Mm.
Oh, excuse me, that's my PDA reminding me of my next appointment. I'll come back and pick up my audiovisual aids later. Farewell.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See ya.
Well, kids, what are we gonna give up?
I'm too busy to think about it right now.
Me too.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Hey.
Yes, well, but I already have a 5 o'clock appointment. I suppose so. 5:12 then. Yes, I'll bring my own wheelbarrow and spatula. See you then. Farewell. Hello, this is Please, and this is Eugene Meltz. I'm sorry, I'll have to call you back. Your number, please? Thank you. Farewell. Hello. I'm sorry, I have to take this other call, or I could put you on hold. Farewell. Hello. I've got your number. I'll call you back. Farewell. Good grief, this phone is... All right, this is far enough. I shall mute this ringing beast. I shall mute thee, thou incessant beast of burden, thou ringer of terror. With a simple yank on your cord, I shall render you speechless. You can torture me no longer. You are vanquished. I am the victor.
Gene, are you all right?
Just fine.
Oh, good. You got a call.
Hmm?
Now, somebody was trying to reach you, but they couldn't get through, so I brought up this cordless phone for you. Here you go.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Hello? Yes, 6:30. I'll be there. Farewell.
Are you all right?
Please seems to be a bit more demanding than I anticipated. This morning, I believe I pruned a cat and declawed a rose bush.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy. I'd say a little too busy.
Yes, well, but it's all worth the trouble.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Excuse me?
You seem kind of burned out to me.
You're very perceptive, Mr. Whitaker.
And I know you've been doing a lot of things, but are you doing them all well?
I'm afraid not.
Then do you really think it's worth it?
I see your point. But what else can I do? I have to finish the work I promised to do.
Well, I believe in your organization, Eugene. It's very Christ-like to want to help people.
Mm.
But you know, even when Jesus lived on earth, he didn't help everyone. He trained his disciples, and he taught people so they could bless others in his name.
Yes. Kind of a training program.
Yeah, it could be a good idea. That might also help align yourself more with your gifts. You could teach or invent instead of painting Mrs. Rathbone's toenails.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Whitaker, that sounds like a very pleasant trade-off.
Hmm.
I could help people to help other people.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Mr. Washington said something the other day that had me thinking along the same line. I believe I need to rethink the purpose of Please. After I clean Mrs. McDonald's pool.
Missing dance class.
What are you complaining about? I had to give up dinosaur club.
I know those activities are important to you. Your mom and I gave up things too.
Yes, I dropped out of women's group.
And I dropped out of the golf tournament, but I think it's worth it. This is the most important thing we can do as a family.
Are you gonna tie me up now?
Nope. I think I made a mistake in deciding myself what we were going to do for family devotions. So, our first act of business is deciding what everyone wants to do to learn about God.
Maybe we should pray about it.
Good idea. Marvin, will you?
Sure. God, please show us how we can learn about you and honor you in the time that we spend together as a family, every night. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. Now, any ideas?
Could we do something besides sit and listen?
Are you saying I'm boring?
No, I mean, like in Sunday school, we always have some kind of activity that helps us remember what we learned.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
What kind of activity?
Bowling.
What will that teach us?
It'll teach us how to bowl.
I'll get it.
We're never going to have this discussion.
Greetings. I apologize for coming by unannounced. I needed to pick up my audiovisuals for another presentation. I'm on my way to help Mrs. Randolph with her yard. She broke her hip yesterday.
Oh.
Then after that, I'll be assisting some teachers at the elementary school by creating a grading program.
That's a lot for one person to do.
So it is, but I plan on making some changes very soon. I'm going to be focusing my efforts on enabling people to help others.
Oh.
I'll be taking on volunteers.
Hmm.
It's quite exciting, actually. Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Well, I've got all my things on. I'll just be going. Farewell!
That's all right.
Bye.
Goodbye, Eugene.
Bye.
Okay. Where were we?
Finding a family activity?
Yes. What kind of activity?
Let's see.
What could that be?
Oh, Ed!
I think I know the answer.
Me too!
I got it.
I'll get him. Eugene!
I'm done with the raking.
Already?
Are you kidding? I used Eugene's superpower raker. I finished in about 5 seconds.
You were supposed to fertilize the grass, too.
The super raker does that while it rakes.
Eugene invented that? Let me see it.
Oh, boy. Men with tools.
This has been the best family devotion we've ever had.
Yeah, we should have more devotions that feature the super raker.
You know what? I think we're done. I'll go tell Mrs. Randolph we're finished.
What do you say we head to Wits End for ice cream and talk about what we learned?
Sounds good to me.
Should I bring the super raker? Just to be safe.
Yes. A raking emergency is bound to come up on the way to Wits End.
Thanks. This may actually be better than Dinosaur Club.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Welcome to Candid Conversations with Connie. We're talking to Eugene Meltzner and John Avery Whitaker about the progress of the organization PLEASE, or Please, if you please.
Actually, Miss Kendall, we've decided to change the name.
Of Please?
Indeed.
You couldn't tell me that before the show, Eugene? Did you know about this one?
I did.
Well, why
Sorry.
Doesn't anyone tell me anything? What are you calling it now?
Excuse me?
No, actually, it's Manu Sarsam.
Many stars them.
It means hand up.
Oh, like you're robbing a bank? Ooh, hands up! There's better ways to fundraise,
you know. Not hands up, hand up, singular. It's a word picture of what we do, giving people a hand up. The new mission of Manus Sarsam is to help people help others, to enable and empower them to use their skills to be examples of Christ.
Oh, well, that sounds great. But why don't you just call it hand up?
Yes, we've talked about that.
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Whitaker, it merely sounds slightly juvenile. Manus Sarsam is Latin and sounds more...
Snooty!
Indeed, no, no.
We're running out of time. Whit, why don't you tell us how we can volunteer to help with hand up?
Manus Sarsam.
Yeah, well, just call Wits End or email Eugene and ask for Manus Sarsam. But if you have trouble spelling or saying that, you can just use hand up.
They're simple Latin words.
Thank you both for being here and telling us about all the exciting changes with Hand Up.
Sure.
Manu Sarsam.
All right, well, bye for now. So, closing the shop for me probably doesn't fit into the new purpose of Hand Up, huh?
Manu Sarsam, and no, it does not.
But it would enable and empower me not to miss the big sale they're having at Greenblatt.
Miss Kendall.
Oh,
well, you
God.
Know that would be very
you're not
helpful,
getting
and
the
you
point
know how
of this
much,
organization.
Look at my shoes. You know
no,
I
you don't
need
understand.
New shoes.
No, no, what we're trying to do.
In the story of Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells Martha to stop doing her household chores and sit down and listen to him. Sometimes we get so busy doing stuff that we forget to make time for more important things, like our time with God. In today's story, both the Washingtons and Eugene got so busy with activities that they missed out on what was truly important. For the Washingtons, they missed out on their devotions. For Eugene, he missed out on an opportunity to do a job well. Getting too busy is easy to do, especially with all the activities that we have these days. But God would rather us do a few things well than to do many things poorly. Adventures and Odysseys, a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Business of Busyness was written by John Fornoff and Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Sound designed by Glenn Montjoy and music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, J. Karen Thomas, Mark Christopher Lawrence, Kendra Berry, and Courtney Brown, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.